sister, Theravayan, wants to tell me about my boyfriend, George Albie Mason.
Say your first name and your sister's first name.
Felicia, Sarah.
Say your name one more time.
Felicia.
I feel like it's not really your sister. I feel like it's information coming from your higher self that you're learning to consider. Say your name one more time.
Felicia.
Thank you. I feel like there are new energies. Well, there are new energies on the planet, and I feel like there are shifts that are being offered, being advised, you're being counseled. So I feel like it's coming through a sister's engagement. For your consideration. I don't know what it is. I feel like you will know. So I feel like it's trickling in. Let me do final outcome for you, sweetheart. Say your name one more time.
Felicia.
Thank you. You're learning to trust yourself. I'm just going to go back to the original statement. You're learning to trust that whatever your higher self wants you to know, honor, be aware of, that it's everything's for your best and highest good. At the end of the day, you nail it, recognition and reward. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Laura.
Hello.
Hi. And say your first name.
Laura.
Listen to your same message. Listen to your own advisement. You're extremely psychic. Trust what you're getting. If someone says, someone's trying to sell you a car and they're telling you it's a great car and you're like, something's not right, trust that. I get that very strong for you, and not in a bad way. Nothing that you need to be concerned about. Like, is someone trying to rip me off? Nothing like that. I just feel like you've got heavenly advisement. In other words, you've got heavenly advisement. You're receiving additional information to help you. So trust it. So see it in a very positive way, and may have it be duly noted. In other words, really honor it. So they want me to say it. So for me, you know, I channel for myself every day, and they give me information on any topic of my life that I'm interested in. Quite frankly, I'm not always pleased with the answer at first, quite honestly, because I've been looking at things from the ego's perspective, where they're looking at the bigger picture of it. So you're learning to honor it. That's just a little trick of the trade. So the more that you trust that that higher wisdom knows what's best, it's easier to leave that door open where you can hear it. Your door is opening up so beautifully. I mean, just so beautifully. It really is. You're doing super well. They're just showing me when my son did a play, we were in backstage, you know, help the kids change costumes. And that's how I feel, like you have access to backstage. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
Your sensitivities are blossoming. When you say Laura, it's almost like I see your radar, like, like you're picking up. Oh my gosh, it is so good. Let me see what else I can tell you that will be helpful to you. Say your name again. Yeah, go on.
Earlier when you were giving a message to Felicia and she was talking about the dream that her husband is having. I've never done this during a group session before, or I don't know if I have or not, but I just started like breathing for that. I don't know, like I was releasing that for him.
Yeah.
Or something.
It
felt strong.
That's how I feel about you, my love. Triumph spiritual union. You're tapping into your excess. You're tapping into your like multi-dimensional paraphernalia. Like, in other words, you're really responding to your own assistance. What you're saying is 100% valid. I mean, that's exactly, when I just do this, it's like the words are almost the least relevant of everything that I experience when I do this, because it's, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like you just move into a different understanding of who we all are. But what you're doing is taking self-possession. So in other words, you're really allowing yourself full assistance so that you can access your availability. I just see like a chemist, like Merlin or whatever, like just pouring, like you're an alchemist, and that's what's driving you. That's what's you're demonstrating, that's what you're receiving, that's what you're touching. When I'm saying this to you, the energy coming through me for you is so substantial. I mean, it's just gorgeous, gorgeous. So you're learning to live in your vicinity. In other words, you're learning to live in your true essence, in your true storehouse. I mean, it's just gorgeous, it's lovely. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
You're learning to take your own size. What they mean by that is you're learning to submit to your own heavenly value. English, self-respect, self-worth. I have this like blanket on my couch, and it's just a pattern, whatever. But I suddenly see X and O's, like kisses and hugs. So it's like you're giving yourself those kisses and hugs, like you're receiving yourself. It's just beautiful. It's just keep it up is what I want to say to you, because it's just going to keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger still. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
Yeah, that love of self, that permission of self, that enjoyment, like enjoy it. Enjoy and respect and honor and love and appreciate recognition and reward. It's just going to get more and more and more so. It's just wonderful. And did you have a question?
I'm not sure. The last group I thought of a question that I was having that, or a feeling, I guess, that I was having. I think that the most stuck that I get when I have intuitive feelings about things is in relationships. Like, I don't know if it's because of past relationships and it's fear that's making me have the feeling, if it's the feeling of, and a lot of people's questions today have been like distinguishing whether it's ego or intuition, or, you know, is this real or am I crazy, kind of, you know. So I don't know, I had last time I had a question about whether my feeling was out of fear or whether it was valid, but I tend to ignore feelings when it comes to relationships, and
I'm getting that your intuition is valid. There you go, intuition.
Yeah. See, and I don't know, but with the thing that I was thinking specifically, I don't know if it was intuition or not. Laura. But it has to do with my relationship now.
Well, I'm going to say this. Bring it to your higher altar, because there's no accident it's surfacing. And I feel like it's surfacing for a reason. So I don't feel like it's to be ignored. I feel like it's to be synthesized. In other words, it may be coming up for healing and releasing. So if you're getting triggered from something in the past, so you want to like follow its halo. You want to follow its energy. You want to follow its relevance. So it's coming up to be restored fully. So I do feel like there's stuff you're healing from a past enjoyment, a past relationship, but it's not to just ignore it. It's just like to allow it to be lifted up. So I feel like I just see you putting dishes away in a cupboard, like you're putting everything away in its proper ordering. Say your name one more time.
Laura.
Thank you. I feel like you're releasing something so you don't project, so you don't add your own unconscious projection into things. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. good. So good. It's so good. This one final thing. Say your name one more time.
Laura.
Everything's coming for its just conclusion. So trust everything that's arising, whether it's intuition or it's something that's like an old energy that needs clearing. Really trust that you're bringing it into good favor, into good balance. Because I feel like the more you trust that, you're going to find your own determining value. Like, in other words, you're going to realize what we just kind of talked about, or you're going to realize something else. But when you follow it and you stay open without fear, you bring it to conclusion. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just do a final outcome for that. Spread your wings. There you go. You're flying, lady. You're flying. All right. So nice to say hi. Elizabeth, if you are there, give me half a second, and I will be right with you.
Sure.
Okay. And say your first name.
Elizabeth.
Come home for more. You've opened up the correct door. So to your credit, you've opened up the door. You want to fully enter. You want to like make yourself known. So it's almost like, oh, I found Saint Germain. Okay, well, I did my job. No, now that you found him, you want to go and open up for daily teachings. So whatever it is, they want, like, I just see you like bebopping your little head in and then taking off. They want you to come in for a cup of tea. They want you to like really get familiar, really hang out a while. You have a lot of learning to do right now, and it's really good learning. So I feel like you're going to be receiving instruction. You're going to have practice. So, but the good news is you've entered the correct chamber. So you really want to remember that this is about your learning curve. So just think of like going to school every day, you know, like you keep building upon what you're learning. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Elizabeth.
Make time for self. Make time for self. I know you got kids, so you probably have 0 minutes, but nevertheless, make time for self. Because it's really important, and it has to do with that daily reach out, of course. It has to do with that daily doctoring, because the more that you get familiar with it, the more you hold that energy, that vicinity, that's going to help your skill set to kind of like anchor in, I would say, rather than like sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. There's really some kind of big push for you right now, and not in a heavy way, more in a readiness way. So now's the time, it makes sense with the whole Great Awakening and everything going on that you're being called. You're doing really well. Please make time for yourself. Do not like be the last on your list sort of thing. Like really, it's not gonna take a lot of time, but it's that consistency that somehow makes a difference. Let me see what else. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Elizabeth.
You're receiving light frequency, and it's very significant. So allow the full integration of that. Some things, like you may see just in 3D, you're going to be advised higher. So you're not used to taking that time to integrate it higher, but they're helping you to see things from love's advantage. They're helping you to see things from a higher perspective. So this would be like you just look at a situation just from 3D normal, and spirit's trying to get you to open up to a higher awareness of it, things like that. So in essence, so that you just really start seeing your everyday experience from that higher witness is ultimately where you're going, in case you're curious. There's something about they're sending you numbers, they're sending you volumes. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Elizabeth.
I just see like as if you were in college and you were double majoring or something. There's just a lot of energy and a lot that you're going to be processing I'm going to say in like in the next 6 months or whatever. Really, really powerful too. Let me see what else. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh, they just love you. They really appreciate you. You've really been lending a helping hand to others. I don't know if you're consciously aware of it or not. So they just want to acknowledge that and thank you for that. You're doing really well is what I want to say. And you're learning, like everything that you're learning, you're administering, and it's really making a difference. So they just want to honor you for that. And I mean that quite sincerely. Say your name one more time.
Elizabeth.
Keep joking. What I mean by that is when things get hot and heavy, when they get difficult, one of your gifts is like if you could, you know, just sort of joke about it, it really lifts the frequency. And when they can get your frequency lifted, then you can hear love's administration. Then you're going to get like the answer key. You're going to get the higher answer. So the more that you can like just sort of, well, we got ourselves in quite a pickle here, huh? You know, anything where you can move to that higher station, then your intuition is going to tap in a little bit better. So my feeling is your intuition is getting super good. You're just not always taking it under advisement because you're forgetting it's there. You're forgetting how equipped you are. So they're helping you to use it more and more so. And say your name one more time.
Elizabeth.
I don't know what it is, but you got some situation that has like some dark energy, it's going to lift soon. So if there's something in particular you're concerned about, it's going to lift soon. But I do see days, like it may not be tomorrow, but it is going to lift soon, is how it feels. And there you are, lifting to the light. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
No, maybe. I had some kind of weird psychic phenomenon happened a few nights ago, and it was like it physically manifested, and I actually it was very mischievous and playful, like friendly, like I felt like it was familiar and playing, and kind of like it wasn't childlike, but you know how like if a kid's like kind of teasing you to get attention or like a playful man, it was like that kind of energy. And I like wasn't having it, and it was making noises and then physically moving a door, and I spoke to it in a language that I have not used. I spoke to it in French, but I was actually practicing Spanish, so it was weird that I used French. And I was like, no, stop, open the door. And I was just like, went back to what I was doing, and I just felt like it stopped, but it didn't leave. I'm rambling, but I don't know if I need any more insight, but anything you can give me, I would appreciate.
I don't know anything.
Kind of hilarious.
I don't know anything about it, but what I do know is you handled it in a dignified manner. So you did really well with it. Universal love, power, recognition, and reward, and wisdom master. So you got the A. They're not telling me anything, but you got the A.
I wasn't expecting a lot of answers for that, thanks for checking. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true understanding. So that true understanding is like really, really understanding ourselves and our power and our light and our higher witness. So much love to everybody. We'll be back Thursday at 6:30. Many, many blessings. Have a beautiful